It's amazing how children, when they're first hearing the Bible read to them, or as they're first reading it themselves, can become a little bit confused as to what they're hearing. The passages they're hearing, the images that can come to a kid's mind, they came to mine when I was a child. Today we have one of those passages. I can remember hearing this reading in church one Sunday and turning to Mom. And I had heard earlier that I was supposed to, quote-unquote, save my fork for the dessert that was coming. But then we had to go quickly, so I still had my plastic fork. And so when I heard this passage read and it said that his winnowing fork is in his hand, I reached into my pocket and pulled out my fork and handed it to Mom. And she says, no, it's a bigger fork. And I thought, one of these? And then Dad had to say, no, it's like a pitchfork. It's like a great big pitchfork that you would use to lift the chaff and the grain up into the air. And the grain would fall out and the chaff would blow away. Not even a big fork like this, but much bigger, choir, than this. Yeah. Threshing and winnowing. These are farming images. And I was a city boy. I grew up in Dallas and then in Richardson, so I had never actually seen any of this kind of activity going on. I didn't know how you took care of the wheat. I didn't know what you did. I had no understanding at all. Until I became a pastor of a country church in North Carolina and got to see it underway there in reality. They had machines to do the hard work. In the ancient world, they didn't. They would reap the field, they would reap the harvest, and they would bring it into the barn or the silo, and they would spread out the wheat plants on the floor, the threshing floor. And then what they would do is they would take an implement, a farm implement. It was a stick that had a chain or a rope, and on the other end, another heavy stick that you would then use to bludgeon the wheat plants. You would beat them again and again and again. Wham! 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 It was a long, exhausting process, laborious and painful to the back. Wham! 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 Beating the plants until the edible parts, the grain, came loose from the husks in which they had grown. And the husks and the straw to which they were attached kind of fell apart from them. And then had it all mixed together. Now, if you had a whole lot more resources available to you, you could afford a much simpler way of doing it, which was to take your donkey or your oxen and have them walk in circles on the threshing floor to crush the plant and to release the grain from the husk, from the chaff. And then you would then winnow it. But most people couldn't afford to have animals doing that for them. It was cheaper to take your kids or your slaves and go out there and beat, wham, 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 with this flail, with this bludgeon, to beat the plants, to release the grain from the chaff, to release the grain from the husk in which it had grown. Now, it took about an hour of this beating to process just one bushel. One bushel of wheat. An hour! Oh my goodness, that's exhausting. And once the threshing is over with, you're not finished. Because you have a threshing floor full of rubble. Mixed wheat and chaff. And that's when you take the winnowing fork and you go in there and you sift it. You sift it to remove the grain, the good stuff, from the chaff, the bad stuff. And that's the clearing of the threshing floor that's spoken of here. So Jesus will come and bring his winnowing fork and do this work from the threshing floor to clear the grain from the chaff. The image here is a powerful one. If you take a moment to think about it, and you think about it as a metaphor for our spiritual lives, for that's how it's being applied here in the story today. We are the wheat plants. We've got grain in us, the good stuff, and we've got chaff in us, the not good stuff. The grain and the chaff, the good and the bad, they need to be separated. And it takes hard work to do this. Hard work. Laborious work. Not fast work. It takes time and it takes effort to separate the wheat of our lives from the chaff of our lives. And my brothers and sisters, if you're like me, you've got a lot of chaff. You've got a lot of husk. You got a lot of junk that you know you don't need to keep a hold of, that you know causes trouble. If you get that chaff and that husk and the wheat, then when you go to bake it, you get awful bread. It's disgusting. You can't eat it. You need to clear it out. You need to sift the grain to remove the chaff. We need to do the same thing in our lives. We need to be sifted. Jesus needs to come with his winnowing fork, metaphorically, and sift us to remove the chaff, the stuff that needs to be done away with, from the grain that needs to remain and be nurtured and prepared. It's a powerful image. The winnowing process comes next, but first we have this threshing process, the beating process. The spiritual disciplines of the church are the threshing process: prayer and meditation, scripture study and contemplation, worship, receiving communion, like we did last week. Remembering one's baptism, like we did when we baptized a couple of months ago, baby Joanna. Fellowship with Christians, with Christian friends and neighbors. Engaging in spiritual direction with a mentor, with a Sunday school teacher, with a spiritual friend who has gone the journey that you are now taking. Spending time in pastoral counsel with me or with another pastor. Service, like cleaning the sanctuary, like providing angel tree presents for children at Christmas time, feeding the hungry through the food pantry, helping people who have financial crises, providing food for the youth on Sunday nights, working with children and youth and senior citizens, giving of our financial resources, as well as our time, our talents, and our service. The spiritual disciplines, yes, they are means of grace. They are the way in which the grain is separated from the chaff in our lives. It is the way in which we are made ready for Jesus to come. Now, notice I said Jesus, not somebody else, and not even you. Jesus to come and sift us, prepare us, cleanse us, remove from us all of that chaff. When we get to the season of Lent, we'll talk about this again. We'll talk about the removing of the chaff and how important it is for it to be gone. But today we have to come to recognize what the chaff is, to see it, to recognize it for what it is and what it does to us. One of my favorite television shows is the TV show Hoarders. Has anybody ever seen Hoarders? Wow. Every time I watch that show, I want to go and purge all the junk in my closet. One time, several moves ago, I had a stack of boxes that had on it the year I had moved the time before. 2007, I guess it was. And I was moving, and they were in a closet, and I was busy trying to get packed, and I looked at that stack of boxes, and I said, you know, I ought to go through them and clear them out, but I don't have time. So I just scratched out 2007 and wrote 2011, and we moved them as they were. I hadn't looked at them. I didn't know what was in them. I almost didn't care. In 2014, I was moved again. Guess what? Those boxes went with me. I scratched out 2011 and put 2014, and they moved to Commerce, where they went into a closet, where they sat for another 4 years. And I was getting ready to move last year, and I opened the closet as I was processing through my stuff and getting ready to pack, and I saw those boxes, 2007, 2011, 2014. Was I going to scratch out 2014 and write 2018 and let it go again? You should nod your head yes. Because I did. And I got moved into my new house, and I'm sorting through stuff, and I see that stack of boxes again together, and I think to myself, no more. And so I started to open those boxes that hadn't been loaded, hadn't been looked at in 11 years. If I hadn't needed what was in them in over 11 years, did I need them now? Probably not. And guess what? From those stack of boxes, I think it was six boxes, I think I reduced it to a half a box of stuff that I might want at some point in the distant future, but don't really need. And the rest of it went to the garbage. That TV show Hoarders, people will hoard anything. Stuff, junk, important stuff, treasures. But some people will even hoard their trash. Some people in the show even hoarded their waste, their bodily waste. And that's what we're doing. We're hoarding our trash. Not our treasures, our trash. When we fail to engage in the spiritual disciplines, to remove the grain from the chaff. And that spiritual discipline is tough. It's hard. It's not easy. It's hard work. But it has to be done. It must be done. Because until you have threshed, until you've engaged in the spiritual disciplines, Jesus coming to sift you, the job's not going to be good. You're getting a lot of trash with the wheat, and the bread's going to be awful. Threshing is necessary, so that Jesus can clear our threshing floors. Threshing is necessary. The spiritual disciplines are necessary to prepare us for Jesus to come and sift us. What chaff are you hoarding today? Oh, Greg, I don't know. That's what the spiritual disciplines are for. Prayer. One of the most important spiritual disciplines for discerning the chaff in your life is prayer. Prayer. Spending time in prayerful contemplation, asking God to point out to you what needs to go. Another important discipline is talking with Christian friends, with spiritual directors and pastors. I have several pastors who are friends of mine. I would never go to them to get advice on getting rid of the chaff, friends. In fact, sometimes I think we are chaff to each other. But there are a few pastor friends of mine. One is a fellow named Joe Stabile, to whom I go when I need help in discerning the chaff in my life that needs to be removed. When I need help in breaking apart the grain from the husk and seeing the chaff that needs to be discarded. I hope you have a spiritual friend, a spiritual director, a pastor, someone that you can go to, a Sunday school teacher, someone you can go to, a grandmother, someone you could go to, a brother or a sister, someone you can go to for help in discerning what is chaff and what needs to go. Here in the season of Epiphany, it's a time to recognize the presence of Jesus in our lives, to recognize the power of Christ in our living, and to share that good news of the Christ child who is now amongst us, growing in grace within us, with others. And I challenge you, engage in the spiritual disciplines. You're doing it right now. You're here. You've prayed. You've worshiped. You've heard Scripture read. You're hearing Scripture proclaimed. You fellowship together. If you're not part of a Sunday school class, I want to encourage you to find one. Or we can start one. Come to the Bible study and other studies we're going to have. Give and serve. We've got plenty of opportunities in the congregation to serve and to give. Participate in the means of grace. Come to Holy Communion. Receive God's love anew. And allow the threshing process, as hard as it is, to reveal in your life the chaff that must go. So that when Jesus comes with his winnowing fork, he can winnow out of you the junk that you've been hoarding and throw it away. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And may God's people say, Amen. In your